welcome to the Aryan Audio Insurgency. You're listening to me, Sven Longshanks, and this is episode 88. What a milestone here at Radio Albion to get 88 episodes of our musical podcast. I remember a couple of years back when it first started with Forest Brothers Audio Insurgency with Lord Goyhammer for 17 or 18 episodes. And then we had Eternal Reich's Audio Insurgency for around about 65 episodes, I think. And since then, it's just been myself, Sven Longshanks, along with various guest hosts who are also responsible for a lot of the music that we play here. I think we've got a real good podcast in store for you tonight. We've got a lot of classical music that's going to be coming up, a lot of classical influenced music. We've got some black metal, we've got folk music, we've got synthwave. As it's a bit of a special episode today, I thought I would mix the genres up a little bit. So instead of having synthwave at the beginning and guitars at the end, I tried to put the music together just in which way they seem to fit best. Anyway, I hope you enjoy it. The first track that we're going to play for you is from one of our old favourites here at Radio Albion, and this is a different change in direction for him. This is the first time I think I've heard him actually create a classical tune. He's come a long way from the Nazi disco that he was producing back there in 2018 and 2019. This is, of course, Amalek from Sweden with Sun in Time.
Thank you.
Beautiful piece there from Amalek. I particularly like the viola trills there, and the strings in all, really. It reminded me of the classical music that my Radio Albion colleague Dennis Wise utilised in The Greatest Story Never Told. I'd like to hear more like that from Amalek. I'd like to hear more attempts at classical music and classical influences in a lot of the synthwave stuff. We do hear it quite a lot in black metal, and we've got something along those lines coming up for you a little bit later, but now we're going to check out a new one from Holon, who we feature a lot here at the Audio Insurgency. He's got a new album out, which you probably have heard a lot of the songs on it that we have already played here, but it's good to have them all in one place. You can find them all at Bandcamp. I believe it's a free download. If you want to, I do encourage you to send him a donation if you can afford it, but he's made the music available for free. The album is called Trust the Machine, and this is Vault of the Seeker.
Thank you.
beautifully crafted music there from Holon. For some reason, he reminds me of Pink Floyd. I can't quite put my finger on why, but that's quite a compliment. Now, talking of progressive rock bands, the drummer from Rush, Neil Peart, probably the best drummer in the world, died last week. Quite a very, very sad event. I do recommend people check out his music. Rush were very, very influential on a lot of people. I would dare say they were fairly influential on this next band that we've got for you now. They hail from Russia. We've played a lot of their music before. They actually produce music by three different bands, Holdar, Regnat Horrendum, and Moongate's Guardian. And there's two of them, basically. They make an amazing sound just for two musicians. They're from Kaliningrad in Russia. They have a new album out called Cold Waters of Anduin. I guess you can tell by that title that they are Tolkien fanatics. And of course, we also had Tolkien's son passed away this week. Now, sadly, death is just part of the cycle of living on Earth. One drummer goes, one author goes, and a new drummer appears, and a new author appears. And we can only hope that they continue to improve upon the creators of the past. Anyway, this is Moongate's Guardian with Winter Song. Moongate's Guardian there, and all the lyrics for their songs are actually taken from Tolkien's poems, and you can find their albums over there at Bandcamp. Well, next up we have a band that I only just came across last week. I think you can find their music on Spotify and YouTube. I found them at Hammerstorm. It's a nice bit of neo-folk. They're from Sweden, and they're called Aldo Rosarius Equilibrio, and this is Believe in Me, We Are One.
A day of grief, a life of joy, a time to reap, a time to sow. Life is sweet like summer rain, and cruel as death, and endless pain. We sell our souls for petty scraps. Is life a dream of love perhaps? We foster faith to serve our needs, and then we kill, destroy and bleed. Everything is governed by decree. Life is just for those who dare to see. Everything you dream can be conceived. We are one, believe in me.
What comes today will fall from grace. Your soul is bruised, just like my face. He bleeds for you, I kill for lust. Nations fall while love is thrust. A life to waste, are we insane? Is all we have conceived in vain? Life is here for you to use. Do you exist to be abused?
Everything is governed by decree. Life is just for those who dare to see. Everything you dream can be conceived. We are one.
The sun, my mouth is sealed, my face is numb. Life is great until we die. Madness reigns and worlds collide. A gospel sung in cloven tongue. The words I gasp defile my lungs. The blood I spared was meant for you. Do you believe in carnage too?
Everything is governed by decree. Life is just for those who dare to see. Everything you dream can be conceived. We are one. Believe in me.
Everything is governed by decree. Life is just for those who dare to see. Everything you dream can be conceived. We are one. Believe in me.
Everything is governed by decree. Life is just for those who dare to see. Everything you dream can be conceived. We are one.
Aldo Rosarius Equilibrio. I do like the menacing edge there to his vocals. It reminded me a bit of Rome. Well, let's get back into the synth wave now. We're going to play Traversing the Divide for you, and you can find him now at SoundCloud as well as on YouTube. This is Invasion.
We'll be right back.
TTD there with Invasion. I do like the unexpected time signatures that he uses in his music, and that was probably the most accessible track that he's written so far. And you can hear that Rush influence there, that progressive rock influence in those unexpected time signatures. Well, staying with the synthwave, we're going to get into a bit of retro wave now from Cult of Neon from Serbia. This is Vetu de Noir. Classically influenced black metal now from Canada. This is Uriel with Blood Forest.
Whisper.
great stuff there from Uriel. They remind me a bit of Stozar from Russia. Are we going to stay with the piano and strings now with a new one from Blut Adler? And this is his second purely classical piece, and he tells us that he will be recording one that's actually of him performing a piano concerto at some point in the future. He also did the artwork for this week's episode, which did make me chuckle when I saw it. Audio extremism, extremely good music, and of course we do have to stay anonymous because of leftist threats. Anyway, this is by Blut Adler. You can find him at SoundCloud under Adler Artistry, and this is Piano Concerto Number 1. Thank you. Blut Adler there, and he's asking for a critique of it, and if I was to be constructively critical of it, I would suggest that maybe making two songs out of it and finishing it there about two-thirds of the way through where it came to a crescendo. It seemed like the second bit didn't have that much in common with the first bit. I don't know, maybe that's just me. Great effort anyway, great music there, and always good to see musicians branching out into other genres. We're going to stay with that classical feel now and head over to Russia for Mond Finsternis, who have a new album out called Locker Brenia, which you can find at Bandcamp, and this is Blast Jana. We'll be right back. to the power metal now with Ravenous from Canada. This is Conquering the Sun. Ravenous there and Conquering the Sun. Well, every tune that we've played for you tonight has been released in the last month. How's that for a healthy music scene, producing so much new music that we didn't even get a chance to look into the back catalogue this week for any music for you. And continuing in that vein, we're now going to play a bit of identity rock for you. This is from America, and I think this is probably their best tune yet. This is For Null with Their Game.
Da, 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 da. farewell. We emerge as someone new. Their AI can't tell. Could it be this game we play will never end? One step forward, one step back.
Catchy tune there from Fornell sort of reminded me of the Gorillaz there. Well, unfortunately, we've come to the end of the podcast and we only have one more tune to play for you, but it's a bit special, this one. I really like this band. It's three sisters, I believe, from Norway, and they've got a bit of a Gaelic fascination. The album's called Ireland. This actual track is called Sal Rosen, and it features Michael Bradley as the singer. It's called Only Try. And it just remains for me to say thank you very much for listening. Don't forget that we do have a Bitcoin wallet and we do require your donations in order to keep the website going. We'll be back next week with more of the Audio Insurgency for you. And until next time, have a good week.
Lord knows I only try, you know.